Welcome to today's episode of Start Living Sustainable. So glad that you are here. You know, I just want to take a moment and check in with you to see how your week has been. My week's been, let's say, pretty interesting. Based on the title of this episode, yes, we're going to be going into the kitchen today, and we're actually going to be stirring the pot up a little bit with traditions that we want to look at. If we can take the wisdom and the warmth that we remember from just being in the kitchen, even as a child growing up and creating those memories and the food, we're going to learn something today. And we're going to be looking at how some of those traditions that were passed down through the generations have been part of our lives without us really giving it a second thought. Let's talk about it. Imagine if your kitchen had the secret to unlocking your full health potential. Hi friends, welcome to Start Living Sustainable. I'm your host, Cynthia Harvey Brown. In this podcast, I'm going to help you discover sustainable ways to improve your overall health and well-being in your home. And I'm going to show you how to do this without spending a lot of time or money, all in partnership with God. Yes, if you're ready to show yourself some love, experience a new level of wellness, build faith, and align your values with God's vision for your life, then you're in the right place. Pour out the diet soda, and we should talk about those yoga pants. Let's have some serious fun in today's episode. I want to invite you to join me for a 1-hour home detox kitchen audit. It's a coaching session where together we'll collaborate and create a simple plan to replace harmful toxins in your kitchen with nourishing alternatives. Together, we'll be able to create your kitchen and make it a kitchen of wellness. My coaching sessions will help you let go of the practices, products, and the habits that are no longer serving you. If you're ready to let go of some of those old traditions that are not benefiting your health and your wellness, book your session with me and we can get started. Can't wait to talk to you. There was a time when this old cast iron skillet my mother gave me from her kitchen was merely a keepsake to me. It was just a piece of history rather than an active piece of cookware in my culinary adventures. I'm not a top chef, but I'm always pleasantly surprised when my dishes turn out better than I expected. But this skillet, it remained tucked away in the bottom of my kitchen cabinet. It was just a symbol of tradition that I didn't quite know how to incorporate into my life. Yet, on one of those days when I was filled with nostalgia for her cornbread, that old skillet sparked something in me. I was inspired to use it. As I mixed the batter and the batter hit the hot iron, it wasn't just the scent of that cornbread that got me, but the comforting embrace that I remember that I felt from my childhood in my mother's kitchen. It was a place where love and wisdom were the most cherished ingredients. Now, my cast iron skillet, it's a staple in my kitchen, not just for its superior cooking qualities, but as a daily reminder, every time I use it, of her teachings. Each dish I prepare in it is infused with love and a connection to the past, continuing her tradition in every golden crispy bite of cornbread. Learning to differentiate between what genuinely enriches our lives and what we merely hold on to out of sentiment was a real eye-opener for me as part of my wellness journey. You see, we have to reach a point where we can assess the relevance and the benefits of our traditions. We tend to accept inherited practices without questioning their current usefulness, potentially missing opportunities to enhance our daily lives. Has that ever happened to you? Finding that a fresh look at an old tradition opened up a new way of appreciating and adopting something better. Today, we're talking about those family traditions and practices and how to prioritize them in a healthy way. I want us to be thoughtful about the decisions that we make in every aspect of our lives, and also look at those family traditions as maybe a way of shifting and empowering yourself to make your own family traditions moving forward that are based on healthier traditions, and knowing how to distinguish the two. These two things that I want to share with you that can help you implement strategies into your kitchen right now. You want to know that you're serving yourself well. The first one is replacing nonstick cookware with iron or ceramic. Now, this is a healthier way of cooking. Cooking in cast iron can actually fortify your food with iron, which of course is an essential mineral for our blood health and energy levels. Unlike nonstick pans, cast iron cookware does not release harmful chemicals when it's heated up at high temperatures. That's when it's at its best, because it distributes the heat evenly. Cast iron is also incredibly durable. If it's properly oiled and maintained, it can last for generations. Cast iron is ideal for searing, sautéing, frying, if you fry foods, baking, and so much more. So look for those cast iron skillets wherever you can find one. The older, the better. Let's look at ceramic cookware as another option that is better for you. And let me just tell you, in my house, there are certain dishes that I only use ceramic to bake in, especially around the holidays. If you can get your hands on some high quality ceramic cookware, and you can find them on sale, you can find them at estate sales or even in thrift stores. Good ceramic cookware is often made with natural materials, and it's free from PTEFs and PFOAs, and these are chemicals that are commonly used in nonstick cookware. These can be potentially dangerous to your health and well-being, and they release fumes that really mess with the air quality in your home. And this obviously is not something that you want to be inhaling. I recommend replacing nonstick cookware one piece at a time if you have to, with quality ceramic cookware, because it's so much more durable. And when used and cared for according to the manufacturer's instructions, it will outlast the nonstick pans, so long as you don't drop it or crack it. It can be used in the oven and on the stovetop, making it a very versatile piece of cookware for various recipes. So the first switch would be ceramic and cast iron. Our second swap would be to replace plastic with beeswax wrap. Okay, beeswax wrap is breathable, and it allows for your food to stay fresher longer. That means there's less waste. You don't want your food to spoil and have to throw it out, which in the long run can save you money, right? And beeswax is definitely eco-friendly. It's biodegradable and sustainable. So using less plastic, and I'm talking about bottles, containers, single-use bags, it reduces your exposure to toxins. Plastic and the chemicals in them are forever. They never go away. They just end up leaching into either your foods or into the city's water systems, filling landfills, and the majority of plastic waste is just washed into the ocean, ultimately back onto our plates as seafood. I want you to know that before the invention of plastic bags in the 1960s, our grandparents and great-grandparents and all people use paper to wrap foods. So less plastic simply means a healthier environment. And beeswax wrap can be reused for up to a year with proper care. It's not about convenience all the time. Our tradition should show us that some things just takes time. Plastic bags are generally used one time and thrown out. So investing in beeswax wrap can save you money that would otherwise be spent on those disposable plastic products that are not biodegradable. Yeah, it's time to start being more intentional about our health and wellness and the decisions that we make. And all in all, both of these changes, changing your nonstick cookware to iron and ceramic cookware and replacing your plastic with beeswax wrap, will save you money in the long run. And the durable cast iron and ceramic cookware may be a little higher up front, but their longevity means that you won't need to replace them as frequently as you might with non-stick pans. Those tend to wear out, lose their non-stick surface, and they get all scratched up anyway over time. Beeswax wrap, which potentially can cost you a little bit more up front than a roll of plastic saran wrap, but beeswax wrap can be washed again and reused again many times over. Think about in a year or two how much money you would save, and the fact that you're reducing your exposure to toxins. Furthermore, both options really do cut down on health risks that can lead to medical expenses in the future. So ultimately, this is not about throwing out everything and the kitchen sink or even losing the essence of your family's traditions. It's more important for you to think of this as a way of updating your own traditions that support better health. You know, it's a mindset shift that is open to welcome change when it's needed. So give yourself permission to be okay with reevaluating some of the traditional habits from your past that were passed down through your family. Focusing on distinguishing between health-enhancing traditions that you want to keep for yourself and your family and those that may unknowingly contribute to toxic exposure that you want to get rid of. I hope that you're starting to see that your kitchen can be the key to unlocking your health potential. Again, if you are ready, join me for a 1 hour low tox kitchen audit. So together we can identify and replace those harmful toxins for healthy alternatives. Let's make your kitchen a kitchen that nourishes wellness, where you enjoy the food, the laughter, the new family traditions, and lots of fun, knowing that you've done everything within your power that you can do to preserve and support your health and well-being. Thanks for joining me today. I so look forward to seeing you next week for another episode of Start Living Sustainable. And drop me a line. Let me know if you have any questions that you'd like answered or ideas that you'd like for me to present on an episode of Start Living Sustainable. Thank you for joining me here today at Start Living Sustainable. Please take a moment and head over to Apple Podcasts and leave me a review. That really lights me up. If you were encouraged or blessed in any way, show your love and share the episode link with someone that you know that may benefit. Thank you so much, and until next time, God bless you, sis.